Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, welcome along to another bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast. Can Damien and I just pause for a moment to say thank you so much for the hundreds of thousands of downloads every single week, the messages coming in directly to us across social media, for the people that have bought the new book, for the people that have bought tickets to come and see us on the tour. It's amazing, and we're incredibly grateful. The journey's only just started, but please don't keep sending us messages telling us that we've changed your life. Please understand that you're the ones that have done it to yourselves. You are totally and utterly 100% responsible. So well done to you. Before we go any further, big thanks to our founding partner, Lotus Cars, for their involvement in today's episode of the High Performance Podcast. It's a short, bite-sized conversation with one of the most successful business people ever to walk the earth. He was named the most influential Briton of black or African origin in a recent award ceremony, just pipping Stormzy and Lewis Hamilton to top spot. No big deal there. This was a conversation with the absolutely inspiring Rick Lewis.
Someone come up to me and I go, okay, how serious are you about this? If you're serious, write me 3 or 4 pages on what you're doing, what you're going to do, and what you do at the time. 98% of them don't do that.
Brilliant.
So they want you to help them if you'll teach them and drag them up the hill.
Yep.
But if you ask them to go, you invest in this, you be serious about it, think about it, and then come back to me with a plan on how you'd use my time, a lot of them go away. I think that we all have different styles on how we do things. And all I ask is that people think about it and then do it, right? Reduce the speed to action and achieving. Like the planning part makes sometimes people confuse activity with productivity. Mm. Right? They think I'm doing it. Like I've been doing my homework. I'm like, but are you learning? Or I've been mapping out all the steps to do this, but have you actually done it?
So what if you're not certain? What if you're only 51% sure that the decision you're making is the right one, and I come to you and I've gone, look, I've got some great speed here, but I've gone the wrong direction?
That's completely okay, because you know what? Knowing what you know, knowing what you don't know, and being able to ask is completely fine. I don't mind. Do that at the beginning. Do that in the middle. That's even a good excuse not to make progress. But what isn't a good excuse is we say we're going to do a thing in a week. You wait to 2 hours before the week's over and go, you know, I didn't understand the question and I got stuck in the middle. Like, reduce that. Get that at the beginning.
So two things there then, Damien. The second one I think is interesting about speed to action. We'll talk about that in a moment, because we get lots of comments from people telling us that they prevaricate too much and that they just don't get on with things. So we'll talk about that very shortly. But before that, there was some really good advice, wasn't there, about forming the circle around you. And so often we talk on this podcast and we hear from our high performers saying, yeah, I've got a really great unit around me and I trust them. The advice from Rick about setting those people a challenge or setting a little tripwire for them and seeing how they respond is absolute gold dust.
I loved it. It reminded me, I read a book years ago by a lecture. So the book was called The Last Lecture, and it was by a guy called Randy Porsche, who was he'd been diagnosed as terminal cancer and he was in his last days, and he wrote a book based on like his life lessons. And he had a really good idea that when people used to say to him, like, how did you make tenure as a professor so early? And he used to say, come to my office on a Friday night at 10 o'clock and I'll tell you. And it was almost like presenting somebody with a barrier to see how much do you really want to know, or how much is this just being a polite conversation? And Rick's idea of write me a 4-page thesis of how you think I can help is just a great way of weeding out the ones that are serious from the ones that just want to take your time because you're there and it's easy. And I think, I just thought that was gold dust for anyone, that just give people a little test of commitment before you give your time and your energy to them was incredibly valuable.
We talk so much on the podcast about the values or the non-negotiables that our high performers live alongside every single day. We probably don't talk often enough actually about hard work, do we, Damien? Because I think it's not necessarily a dirty word, but I think it puts some people off. But the reality of the situation is, if hard work puts you off, maybe it's not for you.
Yeah, definitely. Hard work is the minimum for all of these guys. It's like, do you remember Sean Dyche? He had it up on his wall in his training ground at Burnley that effort is the minimum expectation, that you don't get in through the door unless you're prepared to get your hands dirty and get a bit of sweat on your brow. And I think that's, again, it's a quiet, unspoken virtue that all of them buy into.
And then we spoke with Rick after that, as you heard, after talking about how you form the people around you. He shared with us some more gold dust. What did you make of it, Damien?
Again, I think it was that idea that you don't wait for inspiration, you start working and the inspiration comes afterwards. It's that you have to put the energy in, and that leads to motivation and to further energy. Waiting for energy or inspiration to strike is a fool's errand.
And also, like I say this often to people when they talk about not getting going, I'm like, yeah, but this moment is coming anyway. Like if you're gonna get to F, you're gonna have to start at A. And if you don't start today, you'll have to start tomorrow. And if you don't start tomorrow, you'll start the following day. It is about getting going and understanding that moment is going to come anyway. So you might as well just do it right now. And one of my big things is I always used to find that the things I didn't want to do got in the way of the things I did want to do. So I do the things I want to do, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, oh, I've got to make this phone call. Oh, I've got to have that conversation. Oh, I've got to do that. So then the challenge becomes, how do you get over that? Well, the answer is the stuff you don't want to do, you get it done. You get it out of the way. The tricky phone call you don't want to make, the conversation with a partner or a friend you don't want to have, the chat with a work colleague that you know is not going to be very nice. Get those out the way. Then it clears your mind, it clears your day, and then you can really make the most of the day ahead of you, I think.
Yeah, there's a book by a guy called Brian Tracy. It's an old book now called Eat That Frog. And the premise of it is do the thing that you don't want to do, like eat the slimy green thing before you can get on and enjoy the day, which is exactly what you're describing there. Why leave it there? Because it's taking up space in your subconscious that you know you're going to have to tackle it at some stage.
Interesting stuff. Well, I hope that was useful for you. And if you want to hear more from Rick Lewis, and there's a lot in there, the reality is that he has 12 guiding principles for one of the most successful businesses on the planet. He shared them with no one ever. He then came on and shared all 12 with us on the High Performance Podcast. We were honored and humbled about that. And I know that you will get so much from it. All right, Damien, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, Jake. Loved it.
Don't forget, click the link in the podcast to order the new High Performance book, Lessons from the Best on Becoming Your Best. And we'll see you for a new episode very soon. Get all the information you need about this podcast and so much more at thehighperformancepodcast.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.